A woman pulls up pokeweed from moist black soil in the community vegetable garden to cook for supper. A big potluck is planned, with many women arriving to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Ozark Land Holding Association, located in southwest Madison County. Today's a work day at Ola, where members and friends help out with chores like mowing, cutting wood, and repairing flood damage from recent heavy rains. Diana Rivers, an East Coast native interested in women's community, found the land back in 1971. 20 other women joined her. They paid $5,000 for the right to build a home on 5 acres in compliance with an ecological covenant and registered it as a private nonprofit corporation. A decade later, the entire parcel was paid in full. Rivers, an author and artist, will celebrate her 80th birthday in October. She spent the morning with a pick and shovel repairing a gravel road.
This seemed like an incredible place. It had so much. It had big open pastures. It had a creek at the bottom. It had hillsides. It had woods. It had a big house, big main house, which I think has really helped to keep us together. It's where people can live when they're building their own house, and it's where we can meet and come together for events. So it's been the heart of the place.
Philosophically, Ola traces back to 1970s urban eco-feminist collectives. But these women craved an agrarian existence, along with autonomy and privacy. Several other Ozarks women's communes emerged around the same era, Whippoorwillow south of Eureka Springs and Sassafras in Newton County. But they've disintegrated. Rivers says Ola has survived because everyone's position is valued and everyone holds a stake.
The way that we make decisions is somebody puts forth a proposal, somebody else makes an addition to it, somebody else tweaks it a little. By the time it's gone all around, there's no way we would object to it because we've all put some input into it. So we ask if anybody blocks consensus, but mostly it's... we don't.
Diana Rivers, who held her crowning ceremony here 10 years ago, is the eldest. The median age of members is around 60. Ola now counts 15 members. Some live here part-time, full-time, or not at all. Most lead professional lives. All are identified as lesbian. They bring a variety of skill sets to the group: carpentry, plumbing, some are mechanical, others adept in healing arts. Along with the large main house is an ancient barn and chicken coop under renovation, as well as an apple, peach, and apricot orchard, and 10 homes tucked in the hills here and there. It's starting to drizzle, yet women continue to work in the large raised bed organic vegetable garden filled with cabbage, spinach, lettuce, sweet peas, and peppermint. Among them is Peggy Connert. She's one of 4 founding members still here. She's also a social worker, therapist, and master gardener.
Now that we're all aging and figuring out what's going to happen to our property here, we don't own the land. We own we lease the right to 5 acres. We can leave any improvements like a house or cabin. We cannot leave it to heirs. We can leave the value. So that has been a long time figuring out what we do with that. How we do that is people with children may want their children to have it, but who's responsible then for selling it, since we can only sell it to like-minded women who want to live with just women and go by our ecological rules, which are most defining thing probably is what we try to do here ecologically and environmentally, keeping it a wild place with nature, putting nature first. So that has probably been the most difficult issue. And there aren't many who have gone before us to figure that out. Not many lawyers know what to do with it.
Connert's partner is Joanna Osheski. She's an inactive CPA who oversees systems and logistics at Ola.
Gosh, I couldn't say the best thing. I think it's sort of like I'm an eco-feminist. I would say the environment and the women. Because the community. You can be out here in the woods. It's beautiful. And you always have your neighbors to help you out with stuff. So you're safe. I guess that's what I would say. And the beauty of it.
Because Ola has succeeded where most have failed, this vestige intentional community has already been the subject of academic study and will likely continue to be documented.
I'm Louise McCain, and this is my partner of 22 years.
Nancy Vaughn.
Nancy Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you lived out here?
We've lived out here for 18 years.
My name's Rhea Yud. I've been a member since the beginning of our land group. I kind of fell into it as a quiet soul who wanted to live on land.
Yeah, I'm Cindy, the Ola secretary right now.
And how long have you lived out here?
I became a member in 95, and I've been living out here since about 2005. And before that, I was just coming and going weekends at a time. Yeah, a couple of weekends here, a couple of weekends there, a couple of weeks here and there, because I was working full time. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Cedar, and I was one of the original members of Ola Ozark Landholding Association. We at first called ourselves Maud's Land because that was the woman that owned the land before. And she probably could have been one of us, but she did have a husband. And she actually had a vision about having a community here. But it didn't materialize, and her health had it so that she left and sold this land to us. We did a lot of work on trying to figure out how to do land, because all of us had had experiences about open land and a lot of power issues and power struggles, and one group and that group all getting into power dynamics. And so we decided to make it that there was a structure that we had private ownership, and yet we had common land. And so we spent many, many, many meetings talking about that, and we took a lot of bylaws from a community down in Florida, I think, that's still in existence, and looked at their bylaws. So it must have done something right, because it's 30 years and this is one of the few land groups that are still going on.
Cedar lived here for 15 years but left, she said, because her vision of an egalitarian collective was not quite fulfilled here. New members are carefully vetted by current members. In fact, two women were just accepted this day, Michelle Green and Tracy Kehoe.
So yes. You're the youngest?
We are the youngest.
We are.
She is the youngest and I'm the second.
And how does that feel?
Interesting, a little scary, you know, because we are the youngest members and, you know, we're going to need more people out here, you know, as time goes on. But there's also so much wisdom.
Tracy Kehoe, I'd been living in town and wanted to move back to the country and been coming out here for a couple of years and have had experience with community in the past, some good, some not, but this is an established community, which is really what I'm looking for. I mean, I like the idea of a village to live in. You know, that's what we need, to be able to share and get along, and we don't have to all live in the same house, but we have to live together.
The Ozark Landholding Association is not on the web, not listed in the phone book, nor advertised, as many intentional communities are. You simply have to know the right person to experience it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.